I'm sitting here with Cecilia Mauritz, and the chief scientist of Contiki 2. Well, actually, I'm not sitting here with her. I'm talking to her over the VHF radio system that we have ongoing between the rafts. Cecilia, how are you this morning?
I'm fine, thank you, Håkon. How are you over there?
We're doing fine here. We have a little medical issue, so we might need the help of a doctor from your raft. And we have some electrical issues, as you know. But in general, it's a sunny day, and I'm waking up to a day full of science, perhaps.
I hope so. But we also have some power problems, so I look forward to meeting you later today.
Can you say something about what you hope to achieve today, if everything goes well?
Well, I have a hope that we will have the surface automatic observation system for carbon dioxide, CO2, chlorophyll, temperature, oxygen, etc., going without any more problems. We've had a few power outages here so far. We're trying to learn the solar system, so we'll figure this out. Another thing I'm trying to what I'm hoping for is a little bit quieter day as far as waves go, and today seems like one of those, first time actually, where we could actually pull out some of our school chemistry sets and actually do some real manual analysis.
That sounds good. On our side, we have been running the Manta Troll twice, but yesterday it was too much waves to put it out, so I agree with you. I hope we will have a more quiet day. We've also been running the sonars here. And we had some results that we sent over to Norway, and they analyzed it, and they said there was too much noise in the diagrams. So I'm going to attach a grounding cable from the sonar units into the water. So that's the bad news. Is I had to draw a new cable. The good news is that the cable is only has to be very short, because the distance down into the water is very, very short.
Yeah, and you have been getting some numbers how to fine-tune this, right? What I'm very curious about is, have you actually been able to read off the depth, the bottom depth? Because as soon as we're down to 4,000 meters or so, we should reach very different waters here.
I've been trying to find out how deep it is here. Currently, we've set the sonars to try look down into 1,000 meters only. But I might want to change that. But I think I should fix the grounding problem before we start looking for the bottom.
Yes, of course, get it going. But yeah, once in a while, it's fun to use those echo sounders to check actually bottom as well. You have the frequencies for it.
Exactly, perfect. Sounds like a good good update from your side, Cecilia. Let's hope we make progress on all fronts here. And thanks for all your efforts.
Smooth sailing. Bye.